From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And we begin this hour with the Arctic air that continues to blast large sections of the country from the Midwest to the Deep South. Minneapolis, intimately familiar with winter weather, even canceled school since it's expected to drop to negative 16 degrees today. Tonight in Birmingham, Alabama, they may experience 19 degree weather, while in Texas, Houston is preparing for possible snow.
And let that sink in for a second, because we're talking about Houston here, okay? Well, as people struggle to keep warm, some are having to spend a lot more on propane for heating if they can get it. There's a propane shortage that is driving up prices. Nancy Cook lives in Randolph County, Indiana, and told Indianapolis ABC affiliate RTV she only has enough propane for a few more days.
I think we're just going to drain some pipes and close off the rest of the house and hunker down into one or two rooms and ride it out.
For more on the propane shortage and what is causing it, we're joined by Phil Flynn. He is a senior market analyst at the Price Futures Group. He's with us from his office at the Chicago Board of Trade. And Phil, first, how cold is it there?
Well, we're calling it Shiberia, Chi-town, Shiberia. We're colder than Barrow, Alaska, and I think we were colder than the South Pole. So, I hear it's going to get even colder, so I may go to the beach. It may be my last chance before July.
All right, well, hopefully not the beaches of Lake Michigan, because I bet those are pretty cold, too.
There you go. It could be very expensive.
Phil, tell us about this propane shortage. Why is that happening?
Well, I think it's happening for a couple of reasons. Number one, even though we're producing near record amounts of propane in this country, the demand for propane has gone up pretty dramatically. Propane demand in the agricultural world has been explosive, and the farmers use a lot to dry their record corn crop or near record corn crop, and that tightened up supplies. And we also had a major maintenance on a pipeline. And, you know, we've been lulled to sleep by these warmer than normal winters, and all of a sudden we got a real winter, and the market just wasn't ready to handle it.
And we read that there are about 6 million homes in this country that use propane to heat their homes. Why do people make that choice to go with propane instead of some kind of other heating fuel?
It's generally cheaper. It's usually used in rural areas that isn't served by pipeline infrastructure. And generally speaking, it's been cheaper than heating oil in recent years. But that all changed this year. This year, of course, demand caught the market by surprise. So it's really been a case of transportation. Let me give an example. Let's say you have a propane tank, you know, out on a farm that you're using to heat your home. Over the last couple of winters, you know, you filled the tank up in November and you're probably good for the entire winter. This winter, because we had, you know, 3 months of winter rolled up into about 3 weeks, you know, all of a sudden your propane tank is empty. And so all of a sudden you're going to the market and say, hey, come fill up my tank. And it's very difficult for the propane dealers to keep up with the demand.
Although a lot of people are also pointing to the possibility of price gouging, Senator Charles Grassley, the Republican in Iowa, has sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking for scrutiny of this, and there have been some state questions about that as well.
When prices spike, there's always going to be investigations of price gouging. You know, generally speaking, it's an emotional reaction to the price spike, and I can understand why people want to look into it, but I think it's a normal function of supply and demand. You know, anybody who just looks at the temperature has to realize that the winter that we're seeing is unlike anything we've seen maybe in 100 years.
And it's not just propane. Natural gas is also spiking. I see that the price of natural gas has jumped 29% in 2 weeks. It's the highest in 3.5 years. What's going on there, Phil? Because, of course, we've heard now for the last few years that there's a glut of natural gas.
There has been a glut of natural gas. And that glut, you know, has caused us to be apathetic. And by that, what I mean is that the infrastructure to take advantage of this new production of natural gas, you know, hasn't been put in place. For the first time, you know, maybe in 5 years, we're actually challenging this market with near record demand. You know, it's almost been a part of our own success with production. You know, we've been producing so much natural gas over the last couple of years, it's driven down prices. And everybody wants to take advantage of that natural gas. So the non-heat related demand for natural gas has gone up year after year after year. Our exports have gone up, but the infrastructure hasn't kept up. And now when we get these cold weather events, it's not a question that the gas isn't there. It's just a question of having the infrastructure in place to take advantage of it.
Phil Flynn, senior market analyst at the Price Futures Group in Chicago, or as he said, Shiberia. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I think I'm frozen to a light pole here.